The Irish Times, election 2011.
The clock is ticking and election 2011 is approaching, less than 2 days to go to the final and most important poll. But I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Michael Marsh, Professor of Comparative Political Behaviour and also Pro-Vice Provost of TCD. And also, if I may say so, Michael, a master of the dark arts of sophology and extracting meaning from the numbers, which everybody has been frantically crunching over the last 3 weeks. Lots of talk, less so over the last couple of days, of a Fine Gael overall majority or a minority government being a possibility, lots of extrapolations out of the various polls about what kind of seat numbers we'd be looking at. What do you think of it all?
I think it's been a disappointing campaign. We might have expected a few more fireworks. I think once the campaign is finished, anybody would be hard put to remember anything from it. It's been very lackluster. Unlike some campaigns, we have seen movement. We've seen clear movement upwards by Fine Gael, and we've seen clear movement downwards by Labour. What we're still not sure about is whether that movement upwards by Fine Gael has plateaued. Is it now levelling off, or is it likely to have gone on up all this week? We've a poll today, two polls I think today, but those will have interviewed over the weekend and into Monday. So we've still got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for people to think and change their mind. So more might happen. But at the moment, I think it's looking as if Fine Gael is probably levelling off at an unprecedentedly high figure for them.
With your experience of previous campaigns, I'm interested about that conjunction of a lackluster campaign with not a lot going on, but some movement in the polls themselves. And I wonder, in your judgment, what would be driving those changes?
Rather more uncertainty going into that than we've normally had. Typically, many people have made up their mind before the campaign starts. And with a large body of hitherto loyal Fianna Fáil voters not going to vote Fianna Fáil this time, I think a lot of those have been much more uncertain about where they're going. A lot of people probably just angry, concerned, worried about the future of the economy, or uncertain about where to go this time. The local TD who fixes or doesn't fix the potholes is probably a less reliable help for your vote this time. You know, it's not the good guide. So a bit more thought needed by voters, and therefore they've been churning away. Now, what they make up their mind on, talking to other people, listening to what commentators say that other people have said, but mostly probably talking to one another, a few sound bites from the television, and the fact that they now have to decide. There's odd business when people say, well, if there were an election tomorrow, how would you vote? That's a construction. They haven't thought about it until somebody's asked them, and now it's for real. Now it's Thursday. So when they're being pushed to make up their mind now by an opinion pollster, it's more likely to be something that they have reflected on a little, at least.
How much does the fact that this general election is the first one since the 1920s in which Fianna Fáil is not the largest party, or likely to be the largest party after the outcome, how much does that affect one's ability to predict what's going to happen in certain constituencies in the 4th and the 5th and the 6th and the 7th counts in terms of transfer patterns and who might be in the toss-up for the final seat?
The biggest difference in this election is we're likely to see Fianna Fáil getting shares of the quota that it's never got before. You know, so if you would look back in the past and say, well, if Fianna Fáil get 0.4 of a quota, what's the likelihood that they'll win a seat? It'd be pretty hard to find places where they got 0.4 of a quota before. So you're predicting beyond your data a little. And then there is clearly some uncertainty. But, well, if Fianna Fáil are eliminated, where will their transfers go? Because they don't normally get eliminated. We've other sorts of data on that, from polls, from exit polls, and so on. But it is an uncertainty.
And what does that data say? For example, there are very many three-seat constituencies where, if the current polls are correct, Fianna Fáil are not going to be in the running for a seat, but there will be half a quota or more of votes available. People say that Fianna Fáil traditionally, you know, they just vote the ticket and don't go further. Might that change this time?
Well, I don't think that was entirely true. The evidence from our election studies of 2002 and 2007 demonstrated that I think just about the most common thing for Fianna Fáil to do was not to do anything once they'd voted Fianna Fáil. But that was a minority, very much a minority of Fianna Fáil voters. And the next, the most popular second choice was Fine Gael. Many people say, well, you couldn't possibly vote for Fianna Fáil and then Fine Gael. But more Fianna Fáil voters did that than picked any other alternative. Even if you just look at constituencies where all sorts of options where possible. Fine Gael is still the preferred one. So it's not surprising now people are not voting Fianna Fáil anymore that they're voting Fine Gael.
I wonder would the hardcore, though, of Fianna Fáil voters, if Fianna Fáil is left at 18% of the vote, are they perhaps less likely to transfer to other parties?
We also know from looking at who tends to go on and vote for other parties and who doesn't, and looking at exactly the same thing in Scotland, where they've just used the same electoral system, that one of the things that determines whether you go on and vote for another party is partly how many candidates your own party is putting up. And when your own party is only putting up one candidate, people are much less inclined to just vote for that candidate and stop. They feel they're in there now, they've got to make a few marks on the ballot paper. So even Fianna Fáil voters with one candidate, I think, are probably much more likely now to vote for other parties afterwards. And my guess would be that more of them will go on and vote for Fine Gael than vote for anybody else.
The other point, I suppose, would be, and the huge element in terms of trying to predict what the outcome might be, is how transferable all the other parties are. That a lot of the national polls haven't gone into that in a lot of detail, although more local and constituency polls have done more work in that area. And the shape of the next Dáil is likely to be decided by how many people transfer to Fine Gael, how many people transfer to independents. You've pointed out that the Green Party have a sort of a resource of transferability, if such is a phrase, much better than, say, Sinn Féin have, and they've had a seat bonus in the past. Is that likely to play out as an important factor?
I think those things are important. It is the case that if you just picked the people in the top places on the ballot and gave them the seats, so in a four-seater you pick the top four, I think something like 80% of the seats would go to the same people. So the transfers really confirm first preferences, and it's not surprising that second preferences look a bit like first preferences in as much as they can. But there are exceptions. The Greens have been one who've done much better than you would expect, and Sinn Féin are another who probably do much worse than you would expect, as do independents. But independents aren't really a group, they're just a collection of individual people. But they don't tend to transfer to one another, and the polls are, even this time, are indicating that people who say they're going to vote independent are not going to use that for the next choice to anything like the degree that we might expect if they were a coherent and cohesive group. So these transfers will matter, and I think the most popular parties for transfers will be Labour first and foremost, which will give them a big bonus, I think, and secondly Fine Gael.
Finally, can I ask you to put your head on the line and, based upon your analysis of the very many polls we've had over the course of the campaign, your predictions for what the party strengths will be?
In broad terms, if Fine Gael can come in around 40, and I think that's both what the trend and the latest polls might lead us to suspect, 39, 40, I think they'll be in the high 70s. They'll be up somewhere around the figure that Garrett Fitzgerald said he couldn't see beyond something like 78. If they got 45% of the vote, they'd be well beyond 78. But at the moment, it's looking more like somewhere around 40. So I think the high 70s, but I don't think they'll break the 80 barrier. Fianna Fáil will do well to get above 20. And I think that Labour will get their best ever seat share, which will be well into the 30s. After that, Sinn Féin, I would still think around 10. Independents, pushing up towards 20. And the Greens, maybe one on a good day.
It'll certainly be a Dáil unlike any we've seen for a very, very long time. Michael Marsh, thanks very much for joining us.